belong to the Illinois Route 66 Association, and we have a lot of events with them traveling Route 66, and it's good. Have a good time. 8 o'clock on the noggin now. 8 o'clock exactly. It's time for news from WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President Harris begins the first full day of her campaign for president less than 24 hours after President Biden's stunning announcement he would step aside. And we have breaking news from Washington, where a potential challenger for the Democratic nomination, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, has just told CBS Mornings,
"I am not running for office. I could not believe that there was not going to be a primary process or a mini process. Other countries do it. I'm not looking for the I don't need that as far as in my life, the attention that people think that all when you speak up, you're just looking for attention. Why is everyone afraid to speak out?"
Yesterday, Manchin, newly registered as an independent, said he was considering switching back to the Democratic Party to mount his own campaign. Donations once again pouring into the Democratic campaign. Officials report almost $50 million raised in the hours following President Biden's announcement. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says it's desperately needed money.
The money was becoming an issue. Donald Trump now has more money on hand than Joe Biden does in his campaign coffers. And so that was a signal that after weeks of hearing that donors were withholding large sums of money, not only to his campaign, but to the various super PACs that run ads and try to find people across the country to turn out and vote, that it was going to become difficult to keep the lights on.
Vice President Harris is making her first appearance since Mr. Biden ended his campaign, addressing members of the NAACP at the White House this morning. Leaders around the world are weighing in on the switch up. Belgium's foreign affairs minister, Hajab Labib.
"Biden did a great job for many, many years. It was a courageous decision."
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on a flight to Washington right now, where he's scheduled to meet with Mr. Biden this week and address Congress. On his agenda, discussions on
achieving the release of all our hostages, defeating Hamas, confronting the terror axis of Iran and its proxies.
Before he left for the U.S., Israeli Public Broadcasting says Netanyahu was briefed on the deaths of two more hostages in Gaza. The IDF has not detailed the circumstances. Most airlines are back on track after a global computer outage that triggered major delays around the world beginning Friday. But one carrier, Delta, still canceling flights. CBS's Courtney Keeley.
The major IT outage last Friday has disrupted thousands of flights since then. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian has apologized and says the carrier is offering bonus sky miles and travel vouchers for passengers who've been impacted.
More than 750 flights overall in the U.S. have been canceled today. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Leaders from Mount Pleasant and Racine will meet this week after village officials accused the city of holding up the $3.3 billion Microsoft project. The city says the initial agreement had Foxconn jobs factored in and those never showed up. Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to campaign in Milwaukee tomorrow as a presidential candidate. It's not known yet where the vice president is making a stop. Kenosha County now offers live streaming of county board committee meetings on its YouTube channel. The streams and archived videos are available in committee-specific playlists. The Salmonorama fishing tournament wrapped up with a 32-pound Chinook as the top catch. A Michigan angler wins the $50,000 top prize. The Racine Unified School Board will vote on purchasing 9 additional security scanners for schools. The district plans to have them in use in all high schools and K-8 schools next year. A new addiction treatment center will occupy 3 floors of the old hospital in downtown Kenosha starting next summer. The 72-bed Kenosha Addiction Center is a collaboration between Guardian Recovery and Fraidert South. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers training camp starts today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in helmets and shorts for the first few days, open to the public. Still no deal completed yet for Jordan Love. The team signed Kenny Clark, their 28-year-old defensive lineman, to a three-year deal worth $64 million. Will earn $29 million this season. Three players on the non-football injury list, defensive back Corey Ballantyne, offensive tackle Caleb Jones, and receiver Jaden Reed, who held two youth football camps in Wisconsin the past week. Baseball, the Brewers win 8-7 over the Twins thanks to four home runs, two from backup catcher Eric Haas. The team also making a minor league trade with the New York Mets. The Brewers picking up another left-handed pitcher, Tyler Jay, from the Mets. In exchange, the Brewers send to the Mets right-hander T.J. Shook. Basketball, the Bucks getting beat again, this time 91-79 against the Wizards over the weekend. The Bucks going winless 0-5 in the NBA Summer League games in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy with afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know, I need someone. Young was so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right.
WRJN local news and timeless hits with the Animals. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Baby, sometimes I'm
thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Yes, there was a good disco version of that song by Santa Esmeralda. Remember that song? It was the same song, just discoed. Discoed up. Well, here are some things that could be making you more forgetful. Not getting enough sleep, multitasking, drinking alcohol, smoking, not eating certain foods like leafy vegetables, fish, berries, and nuts. Not sleeping enough can affect your ability to learn new things, too, by up to 40%. It can affect the part of your brain which is responsible for making new memories. I can't tell you how many times I'll walk into a room and say, what am I doing in here? Now, that's pretty common. Also, forgetting somebody's name or forgetting something at the last minute. If I forget something, though, I'll think of it in just a few moments. It'll come back to me, but still, it's kind of scary when you know something and you can't think of the word. But it eventually comes back to me. CCR now, WRJN, local news and timeless hits, looking out my back door.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition divided by magician.
Don't you love her as she's one.
seen the movie The Doors? Val Kilmer played Jim Morrison. Whenever I hear The Doors sing, I always picture Val Kilmer. I don't picture the real Jim Morrison when I hear that. Anyway, Lover Madly, WRJN, local news and timeless hits. It's 8:17 on your Monday morning. Someone asked people online for the pettiest reason they've rejected someone. Here are some of the highlights. She had the same name as my mom. He held a knife like a pen. He didn't use pillowcases. He owned them, but never put them on his bed. I didn't like all the spelling mistakes she was making. He refused to eat any kind of vegetable at the age of 25. I broke up with my 8th grade boyfriend right before Christmas so I wouldn't have to buy him a gift. Oh, that's nasty. And he dropped something and said, whoopsie. Well, there's a reason to dump somebody. Remember on the Seinfeld show? Remember Jerry dumped all the girls for stupid reasons. I didn't like the way she ate her peas at dinner time. She wore the same dress too much. He always had a reason, an odd reason for dumping someone.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 12th year. Kids aged 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to 5 teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at RiverCityDentalLaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. lady senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walk in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Sunny today, highs near 79. Right now, sunny and 69 at Radio Park. Don't forget, we got the Brewers back in action 6:30 tonight. They take on the Cubbies right here. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Oliver. boys, would it be nice? Excuse me. It's 8:30 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Now I got some fun facts for you now. There's an urban legend that you swallow 8 spiders a year while you sleep. I've heard that, but it's not true. Almost every single person will swallow 0 spiders in their lifetime. It was made up by a writer making fun of stupid urban legends and gullible people. And I guess we're gullible. We all believed it. Miracle on 34th Street, the Christmas movie, the legendary movie, Miracle on 34th Street, released in the summer, June of 1947, even though it was a Christmas movie because the head of the studio believed more people saw movies during the summer than at Christmas time. And there are at least 22 children in America whose parents named them ESPN.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a statement. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tonight's agenda for the Racine Unified Board meeting shows a security-related discussion. The school board will vote on a proposal to buy 9 additional security scanners. They already have 5. The district plans to use the scanners in all high schools, K-8 schools, and Racine Alternative Learning starting next year. The initiative is part of RUSD's ongoing efforts to increase security measures across its schools. There's a new use for an old hospital in Kenosha. What's called an addiction treatment center will be using 3 floors of the downtown hospital starting next summer. A statement says it's an effort between Guardian Recovery and Fredert South. The 72-bed Kenosha Addiction Center will offer detox and residential care services. The facility will join Guardian Recovery's existing network of 20 treatment centers. Voss and Trump didn't talk during the RNC. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISP Politics that he didn't speak to Donald Trump, citing tighter security in Trump's hectic schedule following an assassination attempt. Voss did express openness to meeting with Trump. A lieutenant with Caledonia Police is the first from that department to be selected for training at the FBI Academy. Lieutenant Erin Lair has started her training at the FBI National Academy in Quantico, Virginia. The 10-week program covers a wide range of law enforcement topics and concludes with a grueling physical challenge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy with afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Doctors specialize, right? Last month, I went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Last week, I went to an arch of the foot, small of the back, nape of the neck doctor. I have fallen arches, my small's too big, and I have a trick nape. It's weird. In the human world, there's a doctor for every body part, but in the animal world, a veterinarian takes care of all animals and all their parts? It's got to be the hardest job in the world. Where are the bighorn sheep knee doctors? The wildebeest gastroenterologists. The giraffe throat, and throat doctors.
Keys and Shannon Grove, 837 at WRJN. You know, some people need something to worry about all the time. They're not happy unless they're worrying about something. So I've got something for you here. One in three people know someone who's gone to the doctor for a routine checkup and found something serious.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
See you.
Garfunkel. I think that's from their Bookends album. Cecilia, WRJN local news and timeless hits. I don't know when they start lining up the main act for the halftime show at the Super Bowl, but don't call on these people. Here's a list of artists who have passed. They don't want to do the Super Bowl halftime show. Jay-Z, he wanted to go do it himself, but he was told he had to bring guests, and he said, not for me. Rihanna, Pink. Pink turned it down because she said everyone that does it gets persecuted. And Adele, she turned it down because she said she doesn't dance. Need your loving at WRJN local news and timeless hits. I guarantee you, you have something on this list sitting in storage or tucked away in a drawer somewhere. They polled 2,000 people and asked about gadgets that they never used but won't throw out. Here are the top ones: DVD players. And by the way, I use mine every single day. I have one on my nightstand. I got one in my living room. I watch them all the time. So if you're getting rid of one, let me know. Digital cameras. We bought one, then the phone cameras took over, and that's true. I do have a digital camera sitting in my drawer. Old TVs, hard to get rid of if they still work. I dumped them. I had to pay $25 to get rid of each one of them, but I got rid of them. CD players. If you listen to CDs now, it's probably in your car. True, but my DVD player plays CDs, and I listen to them all the time. I love my CDs. Headphones, I'm wearing them right now. And printers. Most people who have them don't use them much. I'm reading off paper that was made on my printer last night. So, yeah, I use the gadgets. If they're there, I'll use them. I don't use earbuds. I never use those. I was never able to get them to stay in my ear. used to fall out. That's why I wear headphones.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date as it continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years. I want it.
Dillon and Joe Frank and Reynolds. I think they had one other hit song beside that one. Don't Pull Your Love, 854 at WRJN.
Baby, baby.
Love Go at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Sunny and 71 degrees right now at Radio Park. Looking for sunshine all day today. Hey, tomorrow morning, I have Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eyes going to join us. She has some breaking news to share with us. That'll be tomorrow morning. She's here in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Cindy Hubert's coming up next with local news and classic. Local news and timeless hits all day long. Here's one of three versions of the song. This was the middle version. Carl Carlton, Everlasting Love at WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Endorsements